Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of humor. You know, life can be a real roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're face planting into the snack aisle at the grocery store. But what if I told you there was a way to stay pretty chill, even when life throws you those curveballs? That's what we're all about here. Learning how to detach from the things that don't serve us and focus on what really matters. Today's topic is letting go of regrets. Because seriously, who hasn't spent hours replaying past decisions in their head, wishing they could hit the rewind button? I mean, we've all been there. You know that feeling when you think about something you should have said or done differently, and it just nags at you like a persistent mosquito? Yeah, not fun. But here's the thing. Dwelling on the past isn't going to change anything. It's like trying to unring a bell. Once it's gone, it's gone. So how do we stop this cycle of regret-fueled misery? Well, buckle up because I'm about to drop some serious stoic wisdom on you. 5 key takeaways for letting go of regrets. 1. Regret is a thief. It steals your present happiness by constantly reminding you of past mistakes. Instead of letting it control you, remember that the past is gone, and you can't change it. You have the power to choose how you respond to it now. 2. Learn from your mistakes, don't drown in them. Think of your regrets as valuable lessons learned. What can you take away from those experiences? How can you use that knowledge to make better decisions in the future? Every stumble is an opportunity to grow and evolve. 3. Practice acceptance. This one's a tough pill to swallow, but seriously important. Accept that mistakes happen, to everyone. It's part of being human. Don't beat yourself up about it. Learn from it, let it go, and move on. 4. Focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you can absolutely influence your future. Concentrate your energy on making positive choices today. What steps can you take to create a better tomorrow? 5. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, this is a game changer. When you focus on the good things in your life, big and small, it shifts your perspective and helps you let go of negativity. Practice gratitude daily, and watch how it transforms your outlook. Ever felt like you were stuck in a loop of what-ifs and should-haves? You know, replaying those moments in your head over and over? I get it. We've all been there. It's like our brains have this built-in rewind button that just keeps playing the same bad scene. But here's the thing. Dwelling on those past decisions isn't going to magically change anything. In fact, it's more likely to keep you stuck in a rut of negativity and self-criticism. Let me tell you about a time I totally fell into this regret trap. Back in college, I had this amazing opportunity to audition for the lead role in a play. But guess what? I chickened out. I was terrified of messing up, so I just said no. For months after that, I kept thinking, what if? What if I had just gone for it? What if I had been brave enough to put myself out there? It haunted me for ages. But eventually, I realized that beating myself up wasn't going to change anything. That opportunity was gone, but there were plenty of other chances out there. So, I decided to focus on what I could control, taking risks in the future and being brave enough to step outside my comfort zone. And you know what? It worked. By letting go of that regret, I opened myself up to new possibilities. And who knows? Maybe one day I'll still get my chance to shine on stage. The bottom line is this. Regrets are a part of life, but they don't have to define you. You can choose to learn from your mistakes, let go of the past, and focus on creating a brighter future. Remember that every day is a fresh start. So, what will you do today? What steps can you take to move forward with confidence and leave those regrets behind? Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. I'm always here to listen and learn from each other. Until next time, stay detached, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.